Wine tasting, do you do it right? Wine tasting is something of a unique experience. Each person will experience it in their own way, but most don't taste it at all. Sure, you may experience the taste of something other than water in your mouth, but until you truly taste wine, you are probably missing its true benefit to you. Today, there is a growing demand for wine tasting education. Is this something that you need? First, learn if you really taste wine the way that you should be. Wine has a unique taste. Because it is such a complex taste, though, most individuals do not take the time necessary to actually taste it fully. This is a sad mistake because the true benefit of wine is in its true flavor. Each wine that you find on the market is unique in its own way. The sun beats down on each region that produces wine uniquely, from a different strength to a different intensity. The soil in each region is unique, with different minerals, good and bad. What all of this does is create a unique grape, one that is only grown in that region of the world. Unlike other foods, the simplest of differences in the taste of a grape will make a large difference in the taste of the final product it makes, such as wine. Because of the process of making wine is so unique in virtually every region of the world, that too contributes to a unique taste. Still, many individuals find that true wine tasting is not something that is specific to a region, but something that should be done everywhere to really experience what wine is. When you really drink wine so that you can taste it, you can clearly see the benefits that it can offer to you. You can taste the complexity of the flavors that have gone into it. You can taste the different levels of freshness, of sweet and sour, and of each slight difference. In addition, when you taste it properly, you also smell it properly, which is also another experience that wine should offer to you. Take a few minutes to really enjoy the taste and smell of the wine you have. Select a few types of wines and really learn how the flavors meld together. Find out how this wine really is supposed to be tasted. It will completely change the way that you feel about wine. Wine tasting, a bit of history. Throughout centuries of time, people have been taking this vine that seemed to grow in various areas uniquely to other plants, and they learned to make from it something quite unique. That is, of course, wine. Today, wine tasting parties and events allow individuals to really experience the options that they have in wines of all types. Yet, wine tasting is not always about just tasting the types of wine that are used today, but also experiencing the types of wine that come from the past. In effect, when you are tasting wine, you are tasting a bit of history. Why it's important? Wine has always played a very important role in virtually every facet of our lives. It is there for celebrations and a simple good meal. It has been there to commemorate special events, as part of our regular diet, and even helps to honor long-dated customs throughout time. All of this comes from wine. It was part of ceremonies of kings and the meals of the peasants working on the farm. Wine was actually first cultivated by the Mesopotamians well back into 6000 BC. Probably the most well-known winemakers in time were the Romans and the Greeks. They were the first to really harness it. They were the ones to use wine in religious ceremonies first, as well. Later, during the Dark Ages, wine was made in monasteries by the Christian monks of the time. They used new methods for refining and fermenting that are in some cases still used today. As time has passed, the methods of making wine have changed as well. With modern machines and even just the advent of the new world, new wines were available readily. Today, there are thousands of types of wines, and each offers their own unique flavor and aroma. Each is worth a taste. It is easy to believe that wine will continue to change and even improve as new methods of making and fermenting it happen. There is little doubt that wine has played a significant role in the history of people. In many cases, wine making has stayed the same, yet it has also changed quite a bit over the years. With so many types of wine to try, give yourself the opportunity to select a wine that has used ancient methods to making it. It is a unique experience and one that will help you to taste a bit of history with your wine. Wine tasting, temperature matters. If you're having a wine tasting party or you will be just having a nice dinner, you want your guests and yourself to be able to truly experience the full flavor of the wine that you have purchased. There is no telling that wines are highly valuable, and there is nothing worse than thinking you have the right wine to complement your dinner only to find out that it does not taste correctly. That often happens because the wine's temperature is off. Although you may not realize it, wine should be kept at a specific temperature both when you store it as well as when you serve it. The temperature of the wine when you serve it will bring out different flavors within that bottle of wine. These may or may not be the flavors you want to bring out, though. For example, if you have a less than perfect bottle of wine, serve it at a cooler temperature as it will hide some of those imperfections. This is a good thing to do for an inexpensive wine or even a wine that hasn't aged fully yet. If you want to really experience the characteristics of the wine, though, then you'll want it slightly warmer. This helps to really bring out the true traits that the wine has to offer. This is a great thing to do for wines that are expensive and aged. Remember this, for every 10 minutes of time spent in the refrigerator, the wine will lower in temperature by 4 degrees Fahrenheit. Also, it will go through the same in warming, about every 10 minutes. If you have forgotten to take a wine out to cool, you may want to place it in the freezer for no more than half an hour. What temperature should you serve them at? That depends on the type of wine that you are serving, too. For sparkling wine, go with a temperature that's lower, about 42 to 54 degrees Fahrenheit for rose and white wines, as well as a light sherry. A good temperature is a bit higher at 48 to 58 degrees Fahrenheit. The warmest wines to serve included those that are fortified, dark sherry and red wines. Keep these served at 57 to 68 degrees. Use these tricks for giving your guests a bottle or glass of wine and you will be well on your way to having a very perfect complement to your dinner. Wine tasting, how to do a party. If you're having a wine tasting party or just will be having a few friends over to taste some wine before dinner, there are several key things that you should keep in mind when doing so. There is no doubt that your goal will be to provide a wonderfully flavored wine to them, but there are also rules and even etiquette that should be followed along the process. Learning these things can help to make any gathering a successful one. First off, who are you serving? When providing wine to your guests, the host should always pour a glass of wine to the older individuals there. Follow this with the women in attendance. Men should be served next and the host should always be served last. This will allow for everyone to be given the wine that they need without insulting anyone along the way. But, still, do you know what foods you should provide to the guests when the goal is to taste wine? Most don't realize that there should be some foods used during the process and they should be carefully selected. For example, a platter that offers water crackers, no salt on them, as well as some bread that offers a very mild or no taste to it. This is excellent for using as a palate cleanser. You shouldn't provide anything that is overly flavored because it will change the flavor that is experienced in the wine, which is not what you are after. For many, it is difficult not to provide much more to their guests. But, keep those foods for later. You can also provide your guests with water to drink as well as to wash their glasses with after they have tasted one type of wine and will be moving on to the next. A bit of water for this is required, especially when several wines will be tasted, as it keeps the flavors separate. Some individuals will want to drink a sip of water after each taste of wine, and that's something you should plan for. Wine tasting is something that you should prepare for. There is no reason why you shouldn't be able to provide your guests with a luxurious wine or two to allow them to actually taste wine the right way. Teach them the proper techniques for doing so. After all, you are giving them a wonderful gift. Wine tasting, how to attend an event. A wine tasting event can be an informal get-together or it can be quite formal indeed. If you are planning on attending one, there are things that you should know, especially when you haven't attended one in the past. The goal of a wine tasting event is to taste and sample various types of wines, including some that are from the same style. You will learn there how to actually taste wine, including the techniques that are important to really experiencing the flavor and body of the wine. In addition to those things, a wine tasting event is likely to provide you with the experience of trying new types of wine that you may not be used to. If this is the case, you'll want to really pay attention to what is being told to you about the wine, including the type, the bouquet, and even the region it is from. Learning as much as you can about these wines will allow you to learn how to find other wines that you enjoy. Prepare. First things first, find out the formality of the wine tasting event and plan for it. You may also want to find out if a meal will be served after the wine tasting or if you will need to eat prior to attending. Since wines do contain alcohol, you should be prepared to have something in your stomach before you attend and drink. You should also realize that you will be expected to do certain things. First off, don't wear anything that has a lot of scent to it. Don't chew gum or eat mints. Don't spray a lot of cologne or perfume on. These things will distract from the aroma of the wine and interfere not only with your own wine tasting but also with that of others in attendance. Don't smoke before you taste wine, as this too can cause a problem for tasting the wine correctly. Hold your glass by the stem, not the actual bowl. This keeps fingerprints off the bowl and allows for a clear image of the wine. Realize that you may want to rinse your glass after each type of wine with some water just to experience the next wine fully. When you attend a wine tasting event, you will clearly see the beauty of wine and learn how to truly enjoy what it has to offer to you. Visit the vineyard for wine tasting. One of the best places to really experience wine tasting is right at the vineyard. If you haven't had the chance to visit a vineyard, do so. You will be able to experience century-old techniques, in many cases, for making some of the world's best wines. Most individuals enjoy the walk around the vineyard as a way to walk into the past and to see and experience what individuals from a century or more ago did. In most areas of the world, there are vineyards of some type for you to visit. Make this a goal that you have. Taste wine. After you have had the opportunity to walk around your chosen vineyard, your host or tour guide is likely to take you to a room or cellar-like area that is used for wine tasting. These locations are often cool and filled with the aroma of wine, something that is very unique in and of itself. This is the perfect location to try a few of the wines that are being offered by the vineyard. Some vineyards will provide this service to you so that they can properly explain the types of wines that you taste and to learn more about them from those that work there. Remember to ask questions here too. You can learn a lot about the process of making wine and why each wine has its own, unique flavor to it. If you have the opportunity to visit several different vineyards over a period of time, this can help you to really see the differences in the process and what those differences do to the quality of the wine that you drink. It is wise to invest some time in finding the right regions to visit, as all vineyards have their own unique product based on the soil, the process of winemaking, and the sunlight and heat of the location they are in. Party, too. If you are planning a party, consider selecting a local vineyard as the location for it. Many vineyards are now allowing for this type of experience, and it can be the perfect way to taste some wine and celebrate. One thing to remember when you are visiting a vineyard is that the main goal of doing so will be to educate you and help you to fall in love with a wine so that you buy more of it later. Is a wine tasting party the right choice? A wine tasting party is a great thing to provide to your friends and family. In fact, for the same cost as a decent meal at a restaurant on Saturday night, you could provide your friends and family with the ability to actually learn how to really drink and taste wine. This is a great social function to provide to your guests, and it is a great way for you to enjoy some time at home relaxing with good food, excellent wine, and good family. To put on a good wine tasting party, you do need to provide a few things to your guests. Of course, you will need to provide a few varieties of wine. You'll want to provide your guests with everything else they need as well. This includes the right wine glasses, water glasses, and other accessories. You should provide some foods while the wine tasting is happening, but that should only be foods with very mild to no flavors, such as crackers and French breads. Take a look around your home, too. You'll want to make sure that you don't use anything with any strong odors in the home during the wine tasting party, as it will detract and even change the scent of the wine, which is definitely not what you want. Don't use candles, incense, or any types of strong fragrance things. You may also want to pick a location in your home that isn't full of smells from the foods that you'll be preparing for the dinner afterwards. To allow your guests a real ability to taste the different types of wine without actually allowing them to let their opinions come through, place the wine bottles inside of a bag to keep them from actually being seen. This helps individuals really have the clear mind to taste wines of different types, and even encourages them to guess at what types they are. Wine tasting parties can be hosted by just you, or you can hire someone from the local vineyard to come out and help educate everyone on how to properly taste wine. If you don't do this, which would be quite expensive, educate yourself on the proper methods of tasting wine. The main goal of any wine tasting party will be to truly enjoy yourself and to get to taste several types of wine while you do so. A wine tasting dinner, the perfect finish. Wine tasting dinners are an excellent way to celebrate virtually any occasion. If you plan to get together to celebrate an anniversary or a birthday with a few adults, consider making reservations for a wine tasting dinner. Many upscale restaurants will offer them. You may even be able to enjoy this dinner at your local vineyard, or perhaps one that is just a short drive away. Find a vineyard that offers a restaurant. Some will even incorporate a vineyard tour in the price of the dinner, which allows you to see how the wine is made. This is a great way for a few or even many individuals to get to taste several types of wine and also get a wonderful dinner to go with it. Plan early. When it comes to wine tasting dinners, you will want to consider making reservations for them. Depending on the number of people that will be attending the dinner as well as the timing of the event, you should plan on several hours' worth of dining. In addition, most wine tasting locations will request reservations so that they have someone on their staff that is well educated in the matter to be there during the dinner. Once you have made reservations at your favorite restaurant and requested a wine tasting event, you may also have the opportunity to select a theme for the dinner. Some locations will offer this while others will not. A theme may specialize in wines that come from a specific area. For example, You may want a theme that incorporates only a variety of French wines, or Italian wines. Or, even smaller locations such as Napa Valley wines can be selected. The theme may be dependent on the actually types of wines that the location has to offer. There is no doubt that wine tasting dinners will be expensive, but they can be an excellent way for you to learn more about wines. If you find a company that specializes in them, you can even learn quite a bit about the actually wines themselves, what foods they accompany well and even the types of wines that you should serve at various occasions. Having the right meal after a wine tasting is a very well-designed event. A wine tasting dinner will dazzle guests and will educate them too. Wine tasting, different wines to try. During any type of wine tasting, you will want to taste several types of wines at any one time. The goal will be to educate yourself and your guests about the different options in these wines. But, there is little doubt that you will have many types to choose from. Without a good amount of option, you may limit your guests to a type of wine that they don't like or not open enough doors to new types for them to get a first taste of. Red and whites and everything in between. The first thing is to consider different styles of wine. Most commonly, people know about red and white wine options. Red wine comes from black grapes that have been fermented with the skin and the pips. But, within this category of red wines, there are many choices. Some are light and mild whereas others are more robust and full-bodied. You'll find sweeter wines too. Consider a Pinot Noir wine which has a more fruity taste to it. Or, you can consider a New World wine which provides for a more modern type of wine. In white wines, you also have the same differences. White wine is made differently. It is made of one or both of white or black grapes, but the only thing that is fermented is that of the juice, rather than the entire grape like in red wines. White wine offers many choices, too. You can consider a bone dry wine, or a very sweet wine. But, there are other types of wines to consider as well. For example, you have sparkling wines, roses, blushes and champagnes to try. Each offers a different and unique fermentation process. And, each offers its own unique taste and experience as well. While some of these can be pricey, as in the way of champagnes, don't level them out of any wine tasting event. While some individuals only provide wines that are from the red and white families, offering one or more of these will also please many guests. For a wine tasting event, you will want to consider the various types of wine that you can select from. Getting an offering of several to consider is one of the best routes to take. You'll enjoy the experience that each wine can offer to you. Wine tasting, taste differences. What makes one wine taste different to the next? If you walk down the aisle of any wine selling location, you are going to see hundreds of options to consider. Each wine has its own unique taste and experience. There are plenty of options available to you to consider in fact that are from the same style. For example, there are many options of red wines and many options of white wines. If you plan to have a wine tasting party, you should provide your guests with several options so that you can carefully and fully enjoy each option that you have. But, what makes wine offer these unique tastes and flavors? There are actually several things that make this happen. Of course, the most obvious of these is that of providing for a variety of grape choices. Some wines are made from several types of grapes while others are made from a single source. In some cases, you'll be able to choose the type of wine that you're serving based on the name that depicts the area in which it has been made. Others are named for the grapes used in them. Another factor in the taste of wine is that of the locations where those grapes are grown. There are some areas of the world that are much better known for their grape production and winemaking facilities than others. These regions are the most suitable based on their climates for growing grapes, but each region still offers some differences from the others out there. The climate of that region affects this. In addition, the type of harvest that is had also plays a role. How ripe the grapes are at the time of picking will determine how dry or sweet the wine is. Still, one of the largest differences in the tastes of wines comes not just from the grapes but from the fermentation process that is used. The winemaking process is often unique to that winemaker. The temperatures, the methods, and even the time used for fermentation all produce different types of wines for you to sample and enjoy. As you can see, there is a lot that goes into the process of making wine. Each and every step of the way offers differences that will ultimately affect the flavor and smell of the wine that you'll drink.